Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Mem Ches. We are holding on daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. We are at the last Mishnah of Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bar Simcha, Shalom, and Shama Shav Naliyah. We thank him very, very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. What we're going to discuss today is the second and third Mishnayos in the series of three Mishnayos about three. So the second of the Mishnayos is three different types of stones dedicated to Avodah Zarah, and then the third Mishnah on the top of Mem Ches Amud Aleph is three different types of Avodah Zarah trees, three different types of Asherah. The Gemara is going to discuss the status of a tree that one is Mishtachaveh to, and that's going to lead to a discussion of when the Iker is Aser and when only the new Gidulin are Aser, but that the Iker remains Mutter. That conversation is most of Amud Aleph. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph discusses the status of a tree that has an Avodah Zarah under it. And the Gemara is going to then discuss, how do you identify, if you see a tree, it just looks like a tree, how do you identify if a tree has been used for Avodah Zarah or not? Then the Mishnah on the top of Amud Beis is going to discuss the Iser and Tumah in being under an Asherah tree or in the shade of an Asherah tree. When does one become Tameh, and when is it Aser to be there? The Gemara is going to discuss the very source of the idea that Tekrovis Avodah Zarah is Mitameh Ba'ohel. And then the next Mishnah on the page, about halfway down, a little more than halfway down the page on Amud Beis, is going to talk about planting something under an Asherah tree. And that's going to lead the Gemara into a discussion of the concept of Zevizeh Gorem, and that discussion is going to take us into tomorrow's daf. When you have two causes of something, one that's Aser Bana, one that's Mutter Bana, is the result, is the product of it, is the product of those two causes going to be Mutter or Aser? So let's begin again at the Mishnah on Daf Mem Zayinim Beis. So the Mishnah says, Shalosh Avanim Heim. There are three dinim when it comes to Avanim that are designated for Avodah Zarah as far as being Mevatel, their status as an Avodah Zarah. So the first din is, Evan Shachatzava Mitchila Labimus, that if an Evan was chiseled from a mountain in order to be used as a pedestal for an Avodah Zarah. That's at least the way Rashi understands. And once the Evan is being used as a pedestal for the Avodah Zarah, the worshippers of the Avodah Zarah worship the pedestal as well. So Arezo Asura, such an Evan is Asur. And even if they didn't yet put the Pesel on the Evan, and therefore if it belongs to a guy, the guy could go and be Mevatalit and therefore make it Mutter by being poking it just a little bit. And if it belongs to Yisrael, Bittul doesn't work. It's going to be Asura forever. So that's one din. A second din about an Evan. Let's say you had an Evan that was already chiseled off of the mountain, but then Siyada V'chiyada L'shem Avodus Chavim. So a person came along and put Sid on it and then made a nice Tzura on it L'shem Avodus Zara. So the addition to the stone, that which the person added on to the stone, is also Bahana, and therefore, if the Yisrael wants to be mvatel l'shem avodah zarah and to use it, notel mashas yed v'kiyedu muteres, he has to take off any addition that was added onto that stone, whatever they were mesayed and mekayed, and throw it away, and then the evan will become mutter. A third din, hem idale avodus chavim. Let's say you just had a stone that someone b'derech harai just happened to place an avodah zarah on, but they didn't designate it that it should always be designated for the sake of the Avodah Zarah. It's just that they were mamon an Avodah Zarah on it. So then the Evan does not become Aser, and therefore Vesilka Rezim Muteres. As soon as you remove the Avodah Zarah from it, it right away becomes Mutter. So the Mishnah said that if it's an Evan that was already chiseled from the mountain, the middle case, and you were Mesayed, Umekayed, L'shem Avodah Zarah, so the Evan's going to be Aser until you remove the Sid. So Amar Rabbi Ami, Behusha Siyed V'kiyed, Begufa shel Evan. The Mishnah is dafka talking about where you engraved into the Evan, that you took some sort of metal utensil in order to chisel away at the stone itself, and whatever you added is inside the Evan. But if you're only Mesayed or Mekayed on the outside of the Evan, on the surface of the Evan, l'shem Avodah Zarah, apparently that would not prohibit the Evan. So says Gemara Vadum Yudabayis Tanan. But the Tana writes the din of Evan in the series of Mishnah Mishnayis that relates to Abayis and an Evan and an Ashera. So is apparently we're linking this or we're comparing this to Abayis, that if you're Messiah and Mitzayer as Abayis Hashem Avodah Zarah, whatever you added and the Bayis are going to be Aser. Ubayis Lav Begufehu, and in the case of the Bayis, there's nothing that you added into the house itself. It's on the surface of the house. Umitzar, and yet we still see by the Bayis that that's Aser. So why by the Evan, when you only add to the surface of the Evan, should it be Mutter? So says Mar Bayis Nami Ika Ben Yorva. You misunderstood the case of the Bayis. The Bayis is also where you add it into, in between the bricks of the house. That's what it was referring to. So Milas Kin de Shayeh of Ahadar Shayeh. So says Mar, are you sure the Bayis is not talking about where it was already smoothed out and it was and then you added another layer to the surface, that even that's enough to Aser the Bayis? Says the Gemara, you're right. Elikit Mar Rabbi Ami Linyan Bittel Itmar. Maybe we misunderstood Rabbi Ami's original qualification. We thought Rabbi Ami was coming to tell me that if you're Messiah or Mekayid on the Evan, that it's only going to be problematic when you're Messiah or Mekayid in the Gufo Shel Evan, but on the surface it's not going to be problematic. That's not what Rabbi Ami meant. Rabbi Ami was talking about being mevatel the shame Avodah Zarah from it. That V'Avol Gav D'Siyed V'Kir, if you add your Messiah and Mekayid anywhere in the Evan, in the Evan, on the Evan, it's going to be Aser. Question is how to undo that. How are you mevatel the shame of Avodah Zarah? That's what Rabbi Ami is being mechadish to me. That when it comes to bittel, the afgav the siyed v'kiyed begufa shel even ki not al mashachide shapir dami. That even if when you were Messiah and Mekayed, you went into the surface of the even, not just on the surface, but inside the even, still just taking away that which you added makes it good enough. I'm at a thought that since you were Messiah and Mekayid in the Gufa Evan, it's considered like an Evan that was originally chiseled for the sake of Avodah Zarah, and therefore the whole thing should be Aser. You can't just remove that which you added. Kamash Milan, that even though you did such an intense thing, L'shem Avodah Zarah, on this Evan, it still has the same solution as if you had just been Messiah and Mekayid on the surface. And that was the whole Chiddush of Rabbi Ami. So now we move on. Mem Ches Amud Aleph, the Mishnah about Asherah. Shalosh Asherah, saying there are three types of trees that are designated for Avodah Zarah that have different dinim. Ilan Shenetau Mitchidu L'Shem Avodah Zchavim Harezu Asorah. If a tree is planted for the sake of Avodah Zarah at the time that they planted it, it's going to be Aser Ba'ana, whether anyone was Oved that tree or whether they were not Oved that tree. Like we said on yesterday's daf about a bayis that they built l'shem avodah zarah, that the bayis becomes aser even if no one was ever mishtachavet to it. And Rashi over there said that the Tana of the Mishnah assumes like Rabbi Akiva on daf nun aleph that an avodah zarah that belongs to a guy becomes aser right away when it's made, even if it was not yet worshipped. So the Chidush Aran points out that according to that shita, by a tree also, if it's planted l'shem avodah zarah, it right away becomes aser, even if it's not yet nevad. So that's tree type one, that it was planted l'shem avodah zarah, nothing else happened since then, but it was planted l'shem avodah zarah, it's aser bahana, and you need a guy to come and be mevatel it in order to take away that status of the iser hana'ah. Type number two of a tree is a tree that was planted innocently, not l'shem avodah zarah, but then gido upislo l'shem avodah zchavim. You start cutting off some of the branches and you start removing some of the psolas of the tree for the sake of avodah zarah, in order that it should promote further growth, and that which grows you want to use as an avodah zarah mikanu lahaba, and that's what the focus is of gido upislo. That's how Rashi understands, at least the Torah writes that we're talking about a case where he says beferish that his kavana is only to be oved the gidulim, that his full intention and his only intention is to worship the gidulim. So Tosos on Mem Zayinam Beis is medayik from Rashi that if the guy was miskaven to be oved the ikara ilan as well, the entire ilan would become asur as avodah zarah, and even though an ilan is mechubar, since you did a maisa begu gufo shel ilan, when you trimmed it, the mechuber becomes asr as well. And Tulsa says, and a raya to this is a gemara we're going to have on daf nun dalaram beis, that someone who's mishtachavet to karka olam does not asr the karka olam, but if he's chofer babaru shichnu maros, if he does a physical change to the karka, he does asr. So you see that even that which is mechuber can become asr al yedei maisa. So by gido pislo, you're doing a maisa to it, and therefore if you have kavana not only to make the gidulin, to make the new growth that you've promoted into avodah zarah, but to make the ikar ilan into avodah zarah, then einachinami, it would work, it would become avodah zarah. That's how they explain Rashi. The Torah quotes from his father, from the Rush, who disagrees with Tosos and holds that even if you have a kavana to be oved the ilan itself, so long as you haven't been mishtachavet to it, the ikar ilan does not become aser. Only that which grows afterwards become aser. But again, type two of an ilan is an ilan that was planted innocently, but then you started trimming it to promote growth l'shem avodah zarah. The hechlif, and it actually grew. So that which grows is going to be asr ba'ana, like avodah zarah. No tal masha hechlif. So if you want to be able to use that tree, you need to remove all of the new growth, anything that grew on that tree. Now there is a machlokas rishonim whether the tosefes becomes asr even if the guy was not yet mishtachaveh to it, or maybe it only becomes asr once the guy is mishtachaveh to it. Rashi writes that with your gido pislo, the new growth has a din of gidulim that were not to mitchila l'shem avodah zarah, and the halacha was when you notea an ilan mitchila l'shem avodah zarah, that was type one, right? That's what we said in the Mishnah. That's also right away, even if no one was ever mishtachavet to it. So this is as if I planted the person planted mitchila the new branches that are coming out, because by trimming it, he's promoting the growth of these new branches. So that's the same as notea mitchila the new branches that are coming out. So even without anyone worshiping it, that's already going to be aser. However, Tosfos writes that Kidua and Pisul does not aser a tree without Hishtachavaya. Tosfos writes that even according to Rabbi Akiva, that Avodah Zarah of a guy becomes aser right away when you make it, that's only by a Davar Talush, because that's what the Chum Darshim, Psile Elohim Tisrufun Be'esh, that Kivat Shepislo Nasa Eloha, that once you made it, you turned it into an Eloha, turned it into a deity. But that which is Mechubar Lekarka, like an Ilan, and the plan was only to use the new branches as avodah zarah, that's only going to become aser once the new branches are actually worshipped. So that's a machlokas rishonim, that's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Now the third type of ilan is an ilan that was planted innocently, not l'shem avodah zarah, and no one ever came and trimmed it or promoted any further growth of the ilan l'shem avodah zarah. Hemet tachteha avodah zchavim. All they did is they put an avodah zarah under the tree, unitala. So then, as soon as you take it away, arezu muteres, it's going to be mutter. That's not going to permanently prohibit the tree whatsoever. As soon as you take the avodah zarah away from underneath the tree, it becomes mutter. So says the Gemara. We had said that if you have a tree, that the case number two was gido upislo l'shem avodah zarah. So any new branches that it grows are going to be aser ba'ana, and only when you remove those branches, it becomes mutter. So Amri debe Rabbi Yanai. So they said in the basement of Rabbi Yanai, this din, that gido pislo, that the new branches are going to be aser, is only if you did a maisa of being mavrich or markiv. Mavrich means that you take one of the branches of the tree and you bend it over and you bury it in the ground so that it takes root and a new tree comes out from that spot. And markiv is you take a branch of another tree and you graft it onto this tree, and that's what promotes new further growth of this tree. But if you were not mavrich or markiv, and the new branches just come from the tree itself, you just did some trimming, what the Mishnah sounded like it was talking about, where you just did some trimming and some new branches came out, those new branches will not be asr ba'ana, because havracha and harkava are much more like planting l'shem avodah zarah. That's when the new branches will have the status of avodah zarah. But you have a tree that already existed, and it was not avodah zarah, so why should new branches become asr ba'ana? Ba'ana. So the new branches that grow from a tree that was already not an Avodah Zarah should not be Asur Ba'ana. So frankly, Gemara, that's great. Problem is, it's not what the Mishnah said. Va'anan gido upislo tira. It didn't say mavrich, it didn't say markiv. It said that you went and you trimmed the tree, and from trimming the tree, you promoted further growth, and that those branches are going to be Asur Ba'ana. So it says Gemara, okay, we misunderstood Rabbi Yanai. Elikit mad Rabbi Yanai, similar to the discussion we had on the last Mishnah, Rabbi Yanai was not talking about when the new branches become Asur, when do they not become Asur. He was, of course, they become Asur, whether you're Mavrich Markiv, whether you're Gido Pislo, any new growth, any new branches are going to be Asur. Question is, how do you solve that problem? How are you Mevatel the problem, the Yisra Anah? Elikit mad Rabbi Yanai, linin bitulitmar. He was talking about being Mevatel and Asherah, that you are Gido Pislo. So he's saying that when the Mishnah says, in order to be matir, such a tree, you need to be no tel mashe hichlif, he's teaching us that's true. Da avagav di hivrich vihirkiv begufa shalilan ki notel mashe hichlif shapir dami. That even if you did avracha and arkava, which are much more intense things, that's much more like making a brand new tree, still all you need to do is remove the new stuff. You don't need to uproot the whole original tree. You could just remove the new growth. The mal de tema kiv di hivrich vihirkiv begufa shalilan ki notel mashe hichlif shapir dami. I might have thought that being mavrich and markiv, that's like planting a brand new tree. Velitzer kula, and therefore the whole thing should be aser. Kamash malan. So Rabbi Yanai was coming to tell me a kula, that in order to be mevatel the avodah zarah, even when you did something much more intense than what it says in our Mishnah, still just taking the new growth away is good enough. So now says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, hamishtachave li'ilan tosafte asura. That if a person is mishtachave to a tree that was planted innocently, but then someone came and decided to worship it, he was mishtachave to that tree. Whatever the tree adds, whatever new growth the tree has from the moment someone was mishtachave and on is going to be asur, but the ikar ilan is going to remain mutter. The Ravid writes that kol zman that you don't take away whatever grew new on the tree, the whole thing is asur. The growth together with the tree, because it's all one unit. What we're saying over here, that the ikar tree is mutter, is only insofar as when you remove the new growth, so then the ikar tree goes back to being mutter, because the source of the problem is the new growth. But so long as that new growth is there, so then the whole tree becomes asur. So Masav Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar challenges Shmuel. It says in our Mishnah that if you have a tree that was planted shalo l'shem avodah zarah, and then gido pislo avodah mehechlif, and then you trimmed it for avodah zarah, and it promoted new growth, new branches. Notel mashichlif, you take away the new branches. Sounds from our Mishnah is when a person did something as significant as gidlo upislo in, but lo gidlo upislo lo. But if the new branches were to come after a person did something less than gidlo upislo, such as being mishtachave does nothing to the gufo shalilan. He made no physical change in the tree. Person was mishtachave. He was just stam doing a mishagas of bowing down to the tree, but he did nothing into the gufo shalilan. So it sounds from our Mishnah, if you're medayek from a Mishnah, that doing anything less than gido upislo would not prohibit the new branches. So Amalach Shmuel will tell you, hamani rabbananhi. You're right, that's what the Mishnah means to say, but who says that I have to pass on like our Mishnah? The Mishnah that allows the new branches that grow after one is mishtachave to the tree, it doesn't explicitly allow, but implicitly allows new branches that grow after one is mishtachave to the tree. That goes like the sheet of the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda back from Daf Mem Hey, that the Rabbanan hold that a tree does not become asur l'shem avodah zarah unless it was natal mitchil l'kach, unless you planted it. But if you planted it and then later on one was oved that tree, then it's going to be mutter. And when it's gido upislo, where you did a maisa that causes the new branches to grow, so those branches are going to be asur, because we view that as a natal mitchil l'kach. We view that as a planting l'shem avodah zarah. Say no chanami. Our Mishnah assumes a tree is only going to become asur if it was planted for the sake of avodah zarah. And when our Mishnah said gido upislo, the new growth is asur, it's because gido upislo is the equivalent of planting those new branches l'shem avodah zarah. But Shmuel damar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel says I don't hold that way. I hold that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda damar l'shem natalu b'sof avodah asur. I hold that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda that a tree can become asur even if it wasn't initially planted l'shem avodah zarah, even if it was planted innocently and then one was oved the tree, such as being mishtachavet to it. So a person is mishtachavet to the tree, the new growth is going to be yasser. So it turns out the Gemara is answering that the machlokas chum and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda about an ilan that's natol b'sof avado is only about the tosefes, that the chachamim are matir the tosefes bahana'a when it's natol b'sof avado, and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda asks the tosefes bahana'a. But apparently everyone holds that the ikara ilan, when it was not planted mitchil l'kach, apparently the way the Gemara is understanding right now, everyone holds that the ikara ilan is going to be mutter. So Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda that if one is mishtachavet to the tree, he can asur the new growth. But the ikar ilan is always going to be mutter. So the Ravashi asks on that maskev Ravashi mi ma'id Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda rabbanon b'tosefes pligi. Are you so sure that that's how to understand the machlokas tanoim, that Rabbi Yosef and the rabbanon they disagree when a person planted a tree innocently and then worshipped the tree, does the tree become asur? What they mean by that is they're not arguing whether the ikar tree becomes asur. That for sure not. They're only arguing about whether new growth becomes asur. You sure that's what they mean? You sure they're only arguing about the tosefes? Dilma tosefes l'divrei kol asur. Maybe everyone would hold that the tosefes is going to be asur. Ubi ikaro pligi, and they argue about whether the ikar tree becomes asur. The Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda savar ikaro nami asur. The Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda will hold that the ikar tree also becomes asur. Tichsev ashrayim tisrufun be'esh, because the pasuk says ashrayim tisrufun be'esh, and the word ashrayim is beloshen rabim to tell me that there are different types of asherah. You have a tree that's planted mitchilu l'shem avodah zarah, that's one type of asherah. You have a tree that's planted and is then ever, that's also a type of Asherah, and both of those things need to be totally destroyed because the Ikar Ilan becomes Asur. And Rabbanan Savri Ikar Ilan Shari, and the Rabbanan will say if you didn't plant it L'shem Avodah Zarah, then it's going to be Mutter, only the Tosefes is going to be Asur. How did the Rabbanan know that? Tichsiv, because there's another pasuk about Asherah in this week's Parsha. This one actually is in this week's Parsha. Tichsiv Vashreyim Tigadeyun, that the pasuk says Vashreyim Tigadeyun, that there's a tree that you don't have to burn the entire tree. You only need to cut off the branches. Where do you ever have a tree that you only need to cut off the new branches? Where, how can you have a tree that the ikar of the tree is mutter, but the new branches are also... That's an ilan that you planted innocently, and then someone came and was oved that tree. So then but an ilan that was planted originally, the shema v'lzar, the entire tree is going to be Yasser, and that's where we say Vashrayim Tisufun Be'esh. So if that's the case, Shmuel, who says that if you're Mishtachve to an Ilan, that the Tosefes is Yasser, that might go L'chaladeos. That might not be subject to this Machlokas Rebios Rebios and the Rabbanan. V'chitema halom etartin and hachi. Maybe you're going to ask, but the Gemara on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis didn't say this way, that they argue about the Ikar and not about the Tosefes, because the Gemara explained that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda asers the tree that's Natol B'Sof Avado, and he learns it from Vashreyim to Gadeun, that apparently the entire tree is going to be Aser. He holds to Gadeun that only the Tosefes is going to be Aser, but the Ikar is going to be Mutter. So Ravashi responds that since Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda in that sugya, it was not as explicit, because the pasuk of Ashrayim Tigadeun teaches about an ilan that's natol b'sof avado, and Adrab, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda quotes a different pasuk. He quotes Ashrayim Tisrufun Be'esh, and we have to be miyashiv how that works. So maybe epoch, maybe Rabban Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef Rabbanan. Maybe we have to switch around the drushos of the Rabban Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is one that holds Ashrayim Tisrufun, teaches us that there are two types of Asherah. An Asherah that was planted mitchil l'kach, and an Asherah that was planted innocently and was then nevad, and both of them are Asr entirely, both the Tosefes and the Iker. And that's why it's Va'ashrehem in the plural. And that's how Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no room for a drasha of V'lo Eitzran on Eloheim. That there is no, just like we have V'lo Aharim Eloheim, there's no such drasha of V'lo Eitzran on Eloheim. That a tree cannot be Avodah Zarah. A tree absolutely absolutely becomes Avodah Zarah. And the Chachamim are the ones that hold that the Pasuk of Hashem Tishrufun Be'esh is only about one type of tree, a tree that was planted mitchila l'shem Avodah Zarah, that it entirely becomes Aser. And the Pasuk in this week's Parsha of Hashem Tigadeun teaches us that a tree that was planted and was then subsequently Ne'evad, only the Tosefis is going to be Aser and the Ikr is going to be Mutter. So ask the Gemara, but Im Kain, if the Tosefis is Aser according to everybody, and the whole machlokas is only about the ikr, gido upislo, when our Mishnah says that if gido upislo, that if you trim the tree and then it grows some new growth, that the new growth is going to be asr, which implies, doesn't say explicitly, but implies that if one was only mishtachavet to the tree, but didn't do something physical to the tree, was simply mishtachavet to the tree, that even the new growth is going to be mutter, well, man katanila, that goes like nobody then. Lo rabbanu lo rabbi Yosef Yehuda, meaning if you're going to tell me that the rabbanu rabbi Yosef Yehuda all agree that when one is mishtachvet to a tree, the Tosefis is for sure aser, the whole machlokas is, does the ikar also become aser? So who's our Mishnah going like? Our Mishnah says that only gido pislo the Tosefis is aser, which implies that if a person is mishtachvet to the tree, the Tosefis is mutter. I rabbanu below gido pislo nami Tosefis asura. If it's assuming like the rabbanan, even without gido pislo, just by being mishtachvet, the Tosefis is aser, and I rabbi Yosef Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, it's even worse than that. If a person is mishtachvet to the tree, the whole thing becomes aser, even the ikr. So who's the shita in the Mishnah that says that gido upislo is going to make the Tosefes aser, but mishtachvet makes nothing aser? So Iba Yisem Rabban and Iba Yisem Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. It could be either one. Iba Yisem Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. It could be that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, and we ask, then how come by gido upislo only the Tosefes becomes aser? Ki kam Rabbi Yosef Yehuda below gido upislo ikr ilan aser. Now, when Rabbi Yehuda says that if you're mishtachavet to the tree, the whole tree becomes aser, that's when you're mishtachavet to the tree stam, without any kavana, any specific kavana of a part of the tree. So if one is mishtachavet to the tree, he's being mishtachavet to the whole tree, and that's why the whole tree becomes aser. But when gido upislo, we're talking about a case where a person was gido upislo for this new branch to grow. So the whole thing of Avodah Zarah was for this new branch, and therefore only this new branch is, it's a much more targeted Avodah Zarah, so therefore only this new branch is going to become Aser. Or Ibai Seim Rabbanan, it could be we're even assuming like the Rabbanan. We ask, why do you have to say Gidlo Pislo, the Tosefes is Aser? According to the Rabbanan, even if you're just Mishtachaveh, the Tosefes is Aser, well, Gidlo Pislo, it's Srichalei. The Mishnah is trying to tell me a bigger Chiddush. Salkatay Techamin Kivin Da'avodei Maisa Begufei Ikri Lenami Litzar, because I might have thought that according to the Rabbanan, look, if a person is simply just mishtachavet to the tree, the new growth is going to be aser. So I might have thought that according to the Rabbanan, if a person did a maisa like gidlo pislo, not only is the new growth going to be aser, the whole thing's going to be aser. So that's why the Mishnah wanted to tell me the greater chiddush, that even though you did something so significant of gidlo pislo, still only the Tosefes is aser. I might have thought ikri lanamilit, so I would have thought the ikri lan becomes aser in such case, kamash mulan, that only the Tosefes is aser, period. So now a new Mishnah. Ezo Asherah. What is an Asherah? The Gemara is right away going to ask, what do you mean? We just spent all daf talking what is an Asherah. So Ezo Asherah. Kol sheyesh tachteh avod z'chavim. Anything that has an avod z'zara underneath it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol sheovdin osa. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's a tree that one worships the tree itself. But if the one is only worshiping that which is under the tree does not become aser. Umaisa b'tzidon, there was a story in Tzidon, b'ilan shayu avdin oso, umatu tachtov gal, that there was a tree that they were worshiping and they found a pile of stones under it. Amalem Rabbi Shimon bitkwa sagalazes. Rabbi Shimon said, you go check what's in that gal. Ubatku matu botzura, and they found the tzura in that gal. They found a little getchka in the gal. So Amalem, hol tzura in avdin. Not to let us elan. So Rabbi Shimon said, it's clear that they were only being Ovid the Tzura, and therefore the tree is really going to be Mutter. So right away the Gemara says, Ezu Asherah, Vanan Shalosh Asherah Stanan. We just had a Mishnah about three different types of Asherah. How could the next line of the Mishnah, the next Mishnah be, Ezu Asherah, what is an Asherah? Says Gemara, no, Hachi Kamra. What the Mishnah means to say is, Shtayim L'Divrei HaKol. Of the three types of Asheros that we just identified, two of them that we had mentioned in the previous Mishnah, there is no machlokas about. But v'achas, the third type of asherah that we had mentioned in the previous Mishnah, which is a tree that one puts in avodah zarah underneath the tree, that's machlokas Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. That's in fact the machlokas Tanoim. Ezo hi asherah shenechel kupar Rabbi Shimon v'chachamim. What is the asherah that the Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim disagree about? Kol sheyesh tachta avodah zarah, when there's an avodah zarah underneath it. Rabbi Shimon Amar Kol Sha'ov Dimosa. That according to the Chum, if there's an Avodah Zarah underneath it, so long as the Avodah Zarah is there, the tree is usher too. And Rabbi Shimon says that only if they worship the tree itself, but not if they worship the Avodah Zarah Tachteha. And that's why the Mishnah told the story. When they found an Avodah Zarah Tachteha, he said, okay, so now I'm sure that the tree is Mutter, because even though there's an Avodah Zarah Tachteha, that has no impact on the tree itself. So the Gemara explains, how can you tell if you see a tree? Every tree just looks like a tree, so how can you tell if it was designated for avodah zarah? So ezu yasher stam. What is a stam ilan that you can assume is an asherah tree? So amarav kol shekomrim yoshvin tachteh vein tomim perusa. If you see of the avodah zarah, you see the priests of the avodah zarah sitting underneath that tree, and it has delicious fruits on it, and they're not eating from any of the fruits. So it must be that they worship that tree, and that's why they don't want to get hana'ah from that tree. So that's a surefire sign that that's an asherah tree. Ushmuel amar afilu amri, even if you just hear the priest saying hani tamri lebei nitzrafi, that these dates on this tree are so look so great that they should be brought lebei nitzrafi, which is an avodah zarah. So asr, that's going to be asr as well. The Rami Beishichra, because what they intend to do is make date beer from the dates of that tree, v'shasilei, and they're going to drink it, biyomedam, on the day of their festival for the Avodah Zarah, and that's enough to make it asr. Amra Meimer, Amru Le Sabi de Pumbadisa, Hilchsa Kishmuel, that the Sabi de Pumbadisa say like the Sheet of Shmuel, that even if they do use the fruits of the tree, but they're saying that these fruits are so good that they should be designated for their Avodah Zarah, that's enough to identify that tree as an Asherah tree. Okay, new Mishnah on the top of Amud Beis. Lo Yeshu Betzila, one should not sit in the shade of an Asherah tree, because he's getting Hana'ah by sitting in the shade of an Asherah tree. So the Miri points out, even though we already know Avodah Zarah is Asubana, but in order that a person shouldn't make the mistake of thinking that Hana'ah only means that you're getting a Hana'as Mamon or a direct physical Hana'ah, like Shtiyah, Sicha, something like that, even shade is considered an Isra Hana'ah. That even that is considered an Isra Hana'ah. The Rishonim raised a question that the Gemara Pesachim Daf Chavav tells us that you're allowed to sit in the shade of the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash from the outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So why is that Mutter, meaning that's also an Isra Hana'ah for a very different reason, because of its elevated Kedusha? But there's Nisra Hana'ah on the Beis HaMikdash as well. So how come you're allowed to sit in the shade of the Beis HaMikdash wall and you're not allowed to sit in the shade of an Asherah? So Tosfos explains, and the Ravid as well, that that the wall of the Heichal was built Litzorech, the inside of the Heichal. It wasn't there to provide for the outside. So the Hana'ah from the shade on the outside is not considered a Hana'ah at all. But in the Ilan, the primary function of the shade of an Ilan is for underneath the Ilan, is for the shade that the Ilan provides. So you're being nana kiderech hana'aso, and that's much worse. Meaning when one is nana shalo kiderech hana'aso, when a person builds walls, the walls are not here to provide shade for the outside for people walking by in the street. It's here to protect the building for the inside. So getting hana'ah from the outside of the building, that's considered to be shalo kiderech hana'aso. That's how Tulsa says. Tosus then suggests it could be also that it's just a chumrah of avodah zarah, that they ask for the tzela of avodah zarah as well, mishum the chumrah of avodah zarah. The Ran is not sure whether you're allowed to be over betzila shel asherah without sitting down, meaning how meduyok is this mishnah? Lo yeshev betzila. You're not allowed to be yeshev in the tzela of an asherah tree. Does that mean only yeshev, but you're allowed to walk by quickly? Or does that mean you're not allowed to go under it at all? So that's a subject the Ran Ran has. But anyway, so Leishu Betzilin V'im Yashav Tahar. And if a person sat in the shade of the tree, this does not mean under the tree. The tree casts a shadow that goes beyond what's right under it. So you're sitting in the shade of the tree, but you're not directly under the tree, so you're not going to become tame from anything. V'lo Yavar Tachteha, you're not allowed to go under the tree. V'imavar Tame. If a person goes under the tree, they become tame from a Tumas Ohel, which we'll soon see. Haisa Gozelis Asarabim. Let's say the tree was robbing the public. It was hovering over a public thoroughfare, so it was robbing the public. V'avar Tachteha, and you walk underneath it because it sits on a public road. Tahar. Then you're going to be tahar because the Tumas Ohel that we're talking about over here is only Gzeirim Midrabanan. When it's Gozel the Rabbim, the Rabbanan were not Gozer such a Tumah. The Rishonim disagree in terms of what exactly it means that it's Gozel the Rabbim. The Ravid and the Ritva write that an Asherah that whose branches hover over the Rosh Hashanah, that's called Gozel the Rabbim, only if the Derech HaRabbim was there before the Asherah. But it just means that it hovers over. Rabbeinu Chananel says that it's Nota over the Rosh Hashanah in a way that it makes walking into the Rosh Hashanah difficult, that you have to push the branches out of the way. So that's what it means, it's Gozel, that it's actually causing problems. Mukhe Yosef says it's worse than that. It's blocking off, it's planted right in the middle of the Rosh Hashanah, it's blocking off a passageway of the Rosh Hashanah. But whatever it is, if it's Gozel the Rabbim and one goes underneath it, so then he's going to be tar. Lo Yesha Betzila. So we said, you're not allowed to sit in the shade of an Asherah tree. Pshita, isn't that a Davar Pashut, that it's Asar Manah? So I'm Rabbi Baruch Hanan, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, and it's Chel Tzeltzila. We're talking about the secondary shadow of the tree. There's the initial shade, which is a strong shade, and then it extends just a little bit further, the lighter color shade, where it's a secondary shadow. So Mechal Debetzel Kamasam Yashav Tameh. That implies, though, that that's where the Mishnah said, and therefore, if you go in the Tzeltzila, you're not supposed to do that, but you're not going to become Tameh. That implies that in the original Tzel, meaning there are three parts of the tree. There's directly under the tree, there's the Iker shadow of the tree, and then there's the secondary shadow of the tree. So right under the tree, you become Tameh. The secondary shadow of the tree, we're saying now that's what the Mishnah starts talking about, that you don't become Tameh if you benefit from that shade. But the implication is that the regular shadow of the tree, you do become Tameh. But why should that be the case? It's not being ma'il on you at all. So it says, well, look, dafil tzel kamasanami im yashav tahar. No. Even in the primary shadow of the tree, you're going to be tahar. It's not going to make you tameh. V'akamashman dafil tzel tzil lo yeshev. But the Mishnah wants to tell me a chiddush that the isser of yeshiva is even betzel tzila. It's even on, zone 3 of the tree. In zone 2 already, you're not going to become tameh, but it's usser to benefit from it, even in zone 3. So you get the Masna Seifa, and others have Rabbi Bar Bachana's statement relating to the Seifa, where it says, V'im Yashav Tahar, that if you sit in the Tzel of the Asherah, then you're going to be Tahar. Well, Pshita, obviously you're going to be Tahar, you're not sitting under the tree. So I'm Rabbi Bar Bachana, Rabbi Yochanan, El Tzel Kamasa. The Chiddush is that even though you're in the primary Tzel, you're in that zone 2 of Tzel, that you're still going to be Tahar. Mechal Del Tzel Tzila, Afil L'Chadchil Yeshev. Oh, that's the diuk then should be that if the Mishnah is talking about tzila, then maybe tzel tzila, even lechadchila, you're allowed to sit. Says Marlo, how come Hashmona then feel tzel kamasam yashav tar? No, the chiddush is that they didn't make a gzeira of tuma in the tzila; they only made a gzeira of tuma tachteha. But don't be medayek about whether you are or aren't allowed to sit in zone 3. That's not what this was about. This was about that there's no gzeiras tuma in zone 2. Lo yavar tachteha v'imavar tameh. We then said you shouldn't pass underneath the tree, and if you do, you're tameh. So says Mar, my taima, yef shadlecha tekrovus avodah zarah, because there must be tekrovus avodah zarah under there, and tekrovus avodah zarah is asur bana. Well, mani, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seiri, who's the tana that holds tekrovus avodah zarah is metameh ba'ol, not asur bana, is metameh ba'ol? It's Rabbi Yehuda ben Seiri. Detanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seiri omer, minayim the tekrovus avodah zarah shem metameh ba'ol, shenemar, ve'yitzamdu lebal par, ve'yachlu zivchim esim, ma meis metameh ba'ol. It compares it to a mace, just like a mace is metameh ba'ol after tekrovus avodah zarah. So the Tekrovus Avodah Zarah is also Metameh Ba'ol. And Ma'aseh Gazel says Rabim V'Avar Tachteha Tahar. And if it's encroaching on a public road and you walk underneath it, then you're going to be Tahar. So Yibayilu Avar O Over. Does that mean if you happen to have walked underneath it, B'di'evet Yitar? Does that mean when it's Gazel says Rabim, you are permitted to walk underneath it? So Rabbi Yisrael ben Elazar Mishrei de Chizkiya Amar over, permitted the Chachila, Rabbi Yochanan Amar im avar. Don't do it, but if you did, you're tahar. Velo pligi, and they're not even arguing. Hadiik adar kachrina, when we say the Chachila, you can't do it. That's if there's another way to go. Hadalak adar kachrina, but if there's no other way to go, then even the Chachila, it's going to be mutter. Amle Rav Sheshes Lashamek, kimatzlasam arhitni. Rav Sheshes was blind, so he had to have someone help him walk in public. And he knew that the path he was being taken on, there was an Avodah Zarah tree that was encroaching on the rabbi. So he said, when we get to that Avodah Zarah tree, take me through very fast when we get there. Say, Echidami, Idalak Adir Kachrin Lamalir Hitni. If there's no other passageway, there's no other path, then why do they have to rush him? Mishrashari, it's mutter. Vidik Adir Kachrin, and if there's another way to go, Kiamar Hitni Mishari, then you're not allowed to go. So it doesn't help to run, you're just not allowed to go there. So Liolam Dalak Adir Kachrin, we must be talking about a case where there is no other path, Vadam Chashav Shaini, and therefore it's totally mutter, but he knew as an Adam Chashav he should live to a higher standard, so he shouldn't be seen hanging out underneath that tree. New Mishnah, Zorin Tachteha Yirakos, you're allowed to plant vegetables, be Mosa Geshamim, during the winter time under the tree, because it's preventing the light of the sun, the little bit of light that it needs to be able to grow, so you're not benefiting from the tree. Avalobi Mosa Chama, but you're not allowed to plant under the Asherah tree in the summertime, because the shade is actually beneficial in the summertime. V'achazirin, and if you're planting lettuce, lobi moscham, lobi mosag shamim, because the shade is always good for lettuce. Rabbi Yossi Omer, aflo yirakos mosag shamim, you shouldn't even plant vegetables during the wintertime, because it is beneficial. The leaves that come off of the tree are going to fertilize whatever is growing underneath the tree, and therefore that's going to be problematic even in the wintertime, even though the shade is bad for it, but the fertilization is good for it. Okay, Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the beginning of the Gemara on Mem Chesed Beis. Yeah.